Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to thank you for the opportunity for being here. To the panel, I would say that the League of Women Voters asks that you take a balanced approach to your work on statewide voter registration databases. We strongly urge that you give special attention to the issues involved in getting eligible voters onto the voter registration database. Cleaning the lists is important, but in our view, the processes for putting eligible citizens on the database have been neglected. So we urge that you give them the attention that they deserve, those issues. There are three key things that I would like to raise with you today. Social service agency registration, permanent voter registration, and improving the accuracy of registration databases. First on social service agency registration. The League of Women Voters believes that the single most important issue in voter registration database management is the lack of interoperability of each state's voter registration database with social service agencies that are required under the National Voter Registration Act to provide voter registration services to their clients. Millions of citizens who should be registered to vote are not registered due in large part to this problem. A recent study by Project Vote says that between 1.7 and 2.5 million Americans could be registered to vote if social service agency registration required by the NVRA were implemented. We think those numbers are very conservative. But these numbers are large, and this is a very important problem. Unfortunately, the evidence is that the states do not have the systems necessary to carry out their responsibilities. The League asks that you carefully examine this problem. We believe that the database systems of public assistance and disability agencies in a state should be integrated with a voter registration database management system in a way that will ensure the accurate and timely transmittal of the applicant's information from the agency to the voter registration system. It should allow the tracking of declinations as well as of applications and ensure that workers in the agencies are prompted to offer the required voter registration opportunities. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission guidelines on statewide databases point to the importance of this issue, and I'd like to quote from the guidelines. Quote, the EAC recommends that voter registration information be transmitted electronically. Further, to the greatest extent allowed by available technologies, this electronic transfer between statewide voter registration lists and state public assistance and disability agencies should be accomplished through direct, secure, interactive, and integrated connections. As the EAC recommends, the best way to deal with social service agency registration is to have a level of interoperability, and we urge you to show how that can be accomplished using available technologies. The League also urges you to look at permanent voter registration. Once an eligible citizen is registered to vote, that person should be maintained on the list at subsequent addresses, certainly within a state, unless that person becomes ineligible by reason of felony conviction or mental incapacity or until death. Given the number of interactions that most citizens have with government and the databases those government agencies maintain, it should be possible to employ current data to keep a registrant's information up to date. Motor Voter has begun this process. A significant percentage of voter registrations at departments of motor vehicles are address updates rather than registrations from citizens who have not registered before. Most of you know that the number is 30% to 40% on a national basis. But with driver's license renewal cycles in the 4- and 5-year range and residential mobility relatively high, there should be additional opportunities for maintaining voter registration for citizens who move. For example, in the state of California, a citizen might move from Sacramento to Los Angeles, but not immediately renew her driver's license. Is the database set up to receive and process information from a variety of sources to ensure that the citizen's voter registration is maintained and current? Is there a system for notifying the registrant and confirming the new address? The EAC guidelines on statewide databases require that key information that facilitates permanent registration must be maintained on the database. Again, I'd like to quote, the tracking of a registrant's voting and registration history is required in order to meet the NAVRA and HAVA requirements. States must adhere to all state and federal law applicable to voter registration document retention. Such requirements must be applied to all records contained in or produced by statewide voter registration databases. Having good voter registration records provides for the core for permanent voter registration. The goal should be clear. A citizen who has once registered in a state should be able to update the address and vote at the polling place on election day. The purpose of the matching systems, I'm talking about data now, the purpose of the matching systems required in Section 303 of HAVA is to ensure that the best available data is maintained on the voter registration database. That is why the matching requirements apply to information rather than to individuals. The matching rules are critical. The rules used in comparing or verifying information from outside the voter registration database with the registration database itself should ensure that the best data is used, not that eligible voters are knocked off or kept off the list. Again, the guidelines provide good instruction. Quote, states should create matching or verification protocols to ensure that properly filed registration applications from eligible voters are not rejected due to matching rules. We are intrigued that information systems might be used to improve the quality of data in databases. With a single voter having the potential to have different names in the databases, different identifying numbers, and several addresses, there's ample room for careful innovation. Again, the EAC guidelines point in this direction. They say that when the outcome of the verification process is unclear or suspect, use of other databases may help identify data errors and allow for appropriate corrections to be made in the database. We ask you to look at the question of what is the best data, how it can be determined, and how it might be integrated in the system. But it's critical to remember that the right to vote is a personal, constitutional right of every eligible citizen, and that the registrant is generally the single best source of accurate information about him or herself. Indeed, the law requires that the voter be given notice of and confirm most changes in order to ensure their accuracy. I'd like to briefly mention two other issues. The first is the timing of purges. The NVRA is clear that, quote, any program to remove the names of ineligible voters from the official list of eligible voters must be completed more than 90 days before a primary or general federal election. Obviously, this applies to the management of the statewide voter registration databases. And the second item I'd like to mention is the issue of local interoperability. In an ideal world, the local election official at the polling place would have real-time access to the statewide voter registration database. This would allow for address updates on election day, ensure that each voter gets the proper ballot, and allow tracking of provisional balloting. This issue deserves your attention as well. Thank you. Thank you.